In my previous lesson, I read verses 1 through 4 in the third chapter of the book of James. In verses 4 and 5, James used two illustrations showing how that a very small thing can control something that is huge in comparison. He used the illustration of the small bit being used to control a big horse. And then in verse 4, he used the illustration how that a small rudder on a ship can be used to guide a ship safely to its destination, even in a fierce storm. In both illustrations, the writer shows that some small thing can produce some big results. And so it is with our speech. The human tongue is physically small, but what tremendous effect it can have. Although the effects of speech are often out of proportion to the size of the tongue, these effects can be good and wholesome and constructive. Control is the key, and such control is our Christian duty. And in verse 5, he says, "Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a whirl of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell." And then in verse 8 he says, "It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." James here is contrasting the size of the tongue with the extent of its effect. He also introduces the idea of the tragic results of uncontrolled speech. "Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire." It is the wicked tongue here, which James now describes. The fire destroys with its heat and defiles the body with its smoke. The flames ignited by an uncontrolled tongue is caused by the devil. It is set on fire of hell, James says. The course of nature is interrupted, which means the orderly course of human affairs are set on fire, made destructive to mankind by an evil tongue. The sense of the whole verse is clear. The tongue is a flame of fire. It's full of wickedness and poisons every part of the body. The tongue is set on fire by hell itself and can turn whole lives into a blaze and flame of destruction and disaster. The figure of fire raging out of control suggests a new comparison. It indicates a further explanation of the tragic results of uncontrolled speech. "Wild beasts of all kinds," he says, "has been tamed and made to serve mankind for good. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." In the next few verses, James is providing the commentary for the previous verses. He says in verse 9, "With the tongue we bless God, even the Father, and with the same tongue we curse men, which is the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brothers, these things ought not to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water." James just provided the greatest commentary on the evils of the tongue that I have ever read. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.